Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Well, reviewers say our guest today was born to sing, and her fans agree wholeheartedly. They love not only her voice and her songwriting, but her vibrant live performances. Her latest release is titled Speak to Me. Please welcome Bonnie Finken.
Time my friend, my foe is not in this. What you take on this so-called life, and what's it like to be so mysterious? Glitter faces change, someone touches ones with dirty gloves. How quickly one forgets love when love becomes an obstacle. And now your furrowed brow can't save you now. Time, my friend, my foe is not. This what you take on this so-called life, and what's it like to be mysterious? Your eyes shine bright like paintings. Tears make fools of waterfalls. While these were making babies, your discipline, it's magical. And now you're wondering how. Yeah, you're falling down. Time, my friend, my foe is not. This what you take on this so-called life, and what's it like to be mysterious? Time, my friend, my foe is not. This what you take on this so-called life, and what's it like to be mysterious? You're crying now. Yeah. It's screaming now. Time, my friend, my foe is not. This what you take on this so-called life, and what's it like to be mysterious? Time, my friend, my foe is not. This what you take on this so-called life, and what's it like to be mysterious? Time, my friend, my foe is not. This what you take on this so-called life, and what's it like to be mysterious? Time, my friend, my foe is not. This what you like to be what's it like to be
Mysterious, the first original number by Bonnie Finken, our guest on the stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. I'm Ben Kiefer. Welcome back to our Java Blend stage, Bonnie Finken. A delight to have you back with
us. Thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Okay, introduce us to your bandmate here.
My bandmate is Miss Christine Steeples.
Welcome to you, Christine.
Thank you.
And so that people out there listening in their kitchens and their cars to the next hour of the concert have a little idea, a little picture of it, tell us the instrumentation you'll be, the setup that you have here on the stage. It actually looks like you're going to take us into orbit.
It feels like that's what it takes sometimes. So we have basically sampler pods and synths. And a lot of it, so in the studio, we use MIDI, which I don't know if anybody is familiar with MIDI. What that is basically it's an empty shell. You play piano, and it assigns the notes or the chords, and then you assign the sound. So a lot of times, that's how I actually compose string parts and things like that. Piano, synths, guitar, flute. I can just write anything I want. And some of it's re-recorded with live instrumentation for the album's sake, and that's what you hear on the album, but it all starts electronic. So I think that's that's what a lot of people don't understand, how I can write all the different parts of music when I don't actually, you know, take a cello and play it. I just write the parts and write it with MIDI. And it's the same software that people who compose orchestral music use. So what we do here is we just, it's all MIDI or pre-recorded stems that we're triggering with our sample pads. Okay. So
very good. Okay, well, Speak to Me, you've got a new release out called Speak to Me, put out in August of 2016, and you'll be playing primarily from that or some older stuff as well? Or?
We're going to be playing primarily, we are going to do Speak to Me, that's actually the first song from an album and still recording, but we're going to do Fairy Tales and Love Affairs. That was actually my most recent release, so a lot of the songs are going to be from that.
Okay,
and
excellent.
This one is one of those.
Okay, very good. Well, tell us about them as we go along, and let's listen to the music performed live by Bonnie Finken with Christine Steeples on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1.
Okay, thanks, Ben. So this is the first song that I actually wrote when I decided I was going to commit to this, what you're seeing now. I used to have a full band, and I do perform with the band sometimes. But as you can imagine, these don't get drunk, so it's a whole lot easier to handle. And so going into this album, Fairy Tales, Love Affairs, I actually knew I was going to go electronic, which living in Iowa is difficult. If you go to Chicago or LA or New York, it's almost just the way to do it. But here, you know, especially I am around a lot of blues and folks, players, they don't understand it. So that's a hard thing to do, to come out and do something that people don't understand. But I knew I was going to. And this first song is on the album, and it was the catalyst of the whole brainstorm of I'm going to do it. It's the only way I can get my music heard the way I write it. So this is the song one of that mentality. It's called Absence of Fear.
I can burn a picture without a flame. Where does she go? Why won't she stay? I can be oceans apart and feel like flying. I'm flying, where does she go? Giving you light, giving you dark, letting you see inside my heart. All I want is to be here tonight. And I could watch these memories dry like paint. And it's beautiful to the eyes. I could write songs in the dark and call them. They've decided not to give in, to avoid the fight. Giving you light, giving you dark, letting you see inside my heart. All I want is to be here tonight. I'm learning to walk and to feel, learning the absence of fear. All I is to give you my life, my life. Give you my life. Where does she go? Giving you life, giving you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So this next song, I'm actually very lucky. I don't take it for granted for one single day. I have three songs that are actually on commercial radio, two on Top 40, which just is not something that happens for independent artists. And it doesn't translate to money, funny enough, but it does translate to bragging rights. So I get to say it. Yes. Worth it all. So this is one of the songs. It's called Fall. And I wrote this when I had somebody in my band once who had a name very similar to me and decided to take all she pretended to help me with and use it for herself. And instead of calling her out very publicly, which I could have done, I kept my mouth shut and wrote a song like I always do when I get angry. And this song is called Fall. And this is for her. It's on Laser 103.3 right now as well. Thank you. Call it what you want, it makes no difference to me. Call it what you need and shine it up pretty. I know what you came for, top floor fame, or once more I told you I'm never gonna ride your wave. I'll just wait to watch you fall. Just like a con man who burned his own gate away. I know what you came for, top floor fame, or once more I told you I'm never gonna ride your way. I'll just wait to watch you fall. This next song is called Please. And this is written for my boyfriend. It's on Fairy Tales Love Affairs. And Miss Christine Steeples is gonna help me sing this one.
Draw a line straight to this heart of mine.
won't be hard on me. Please say you can see what I see. Please say you don't need anything from me except me. Perfect vision with these eyes, with these eyes. Night stars all night, still night. Raise up your hearts and feel the wind in mine. Ooh. He said you won't be hard on me. Please say you can see what I see. Please say you don't need anything from me except me.
Artists like Neil Young, The Band, Emmylou Harris, Iris DeMent, and Bob Dylan have always been important to the sound of IPR Studio One. Rust on the Dial is a new two-hour Americana show spotlighting music influenced by blues, folk, bluegrass, and country. Hear Rust on the Dial on IPR's new 24-hour web stream weekdays at 5 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Bonnie Finken on our stage together with Christine Steeples. Bonnie Finken has been on, I think, three or four times before.
Yes.
Over the years. And we are so glad to have you back on our stage at this time and working on a new album, right? As I'm sure you have been all the time for the last decade or so. You're always working on something.
Feels constant, but in a good way, yes. Yeah. And this time I'm actually recording in Denver with the people who did speak to me, so I'm really excited. It's actually really good for me to get out and about, so I'm excited.
If people haven't already, they need to see, this is the video, I've got this right, Speak to Me, a video that you made for this song, Speak to Me, which is a real fun video to see, very involved.
You, yes.
And it's, well, maybe it's better that you describe it.
Oh, man. It was meant to be, it was actually the first, so I have like probably five official videos. This is the first one that I actually came up with the concept and directed and then had to kind of act in it, which I didn't really think of when I was thinking of the idea. But yeah, it's meant to show a transformation and how I think everybody can kind of relate to that. But it was meant to kind of show, it's to represent what I'm doing musically. That's what the video is supposed to show.
And you can find it on the web at Bonnie Finken's website, bonniefinken.com, and you have, that's Bonnie, not I-E at the end, just E at the end.
Yes, no I in Bonnie. I don't know. Yeah, B-O-N-N-E. It's like bone, only an extra N. So.
You've been doing some songwriting, some scoring for a film that was on IPTV?
Yeah, and we could do that. It's called, yeah, I did it. I was asked to score the documentary for a Iowa Public Television feature called Farm Her. It's about women in agriculture all across the nation, but you know, there's a lot obviously in Iowa. And you know, when they first asked me, I actually was kind of like, have you heard my music? I mean, I don't know if I'm the best pick. But they said yes, that they were very, they very much could tell I was a lyricist and thought I could connect since it's a woman feature. And so I agreed to do it, but I wrote it first and then said, I'm not gonna take your payment until you say you want it.
Yes, right.
And they said yes.
How is that different writing for a specific project, a specific theme, than just coming up with something independently on your own? Did you find that an easier task, a harder task? Or
easier by far.
Easier. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because you're just given an assignment, basically, and you just do what they want. You're not trying to express yourself.
I see.
Where with mine, it's, you know, it's an emotional thing, and you're never sure what's good or not. But where they're like, yep, that's what we want. I'm like, cool, there you go.
Okay. And you and Christine are going to play that right now?
Something. Yeah.
Okay.
This is an example of, we're going to use some stems on this one, and I like to say the guitar you're going to hear is actually my father. It was pretty cool that I brought him in to play on this song with me, so... Here we go. This is called Make My Day. It's a theme song from Farm Her. Welcome to my day. Earth and beast and wind. Race so I won't. Dust beneath my skin, and I feel the sun go down as the stars swim all around. So I will fight for you. This land is all I need it all along. They make my day. They make my day. Rain or snow or ache, heartbeats in my promise, make a vow that I will fight for you. This land is all I need it all along the way, and I will show my love from hand. Get your story in the sun, it's where the This is a song that almost didn't make the record. It's called Let's Play. I wrote this when I played at a winery that didn't have enough power for us. And they asked me to choose which of my instruments to unplug. So I wrote Let's Play, very angry. And I wasn't going to put it on the album just because I knew it was just, I was just in a mood. But my producer at the time talked me into it. And then it actually has been one of my most successful songs, so it shows what I know. And it's actually been on MTV Real World, and it caught the attention of the DJ for Kesha and Slipknot, which really ultimately changed a whole lot for us. He became a mentor, taught us how to do a lot of the things that we're able to do today. So I'm very grateful for this song. I'm going to do it. It's Let's Play. I wish there were some subs in here, but if you're interested in the song at all, of course, I have CDs for sale, and here we go. Some say I'm kind of crazy. Some say I'm on my way. Some say they want a mannequin to do just what they say. I think I like a moment now to think about this lying down. If 6 to 10 is good enough, I think I'll take my today. It's right. My way. This marriage is too hot for me. The other one's too cold. I think I'd rather starve to death than swallow what I'm told. I think I like the moment now to think about this lying down. If 6 to 10 is good enough, I think I'll take my chance now. Today is right, my way. Stage is small, the world can't see or hear. But what is this? The curtain's drawn, so come in right through here. I think I like a moment now to think about this lying down. If 6 to 10 is good enough, I think I'll take my check now. That's Let's Play. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, we're going to do a song now that's from Fairy Tales Love Affairs. It's actually a duet on the album. It was written by Mr. Jerry Lawrenson of Town Crier. And it's the only song on the album I didn't write. But I put it on there because it's the reason I met John Locker, who has been my longest musical cohort. So we kind of nostalgia-wise put it on the album, and I did a duet with Jerry. But I'm going to try to cover it all myself. But this is called Gone. Here we go. Shaking, you won't believe a single word.
from the start. As I try to run away to save my heart till you're gone, till you're gone. I see you standing there waiting for the best one to come out. Holding back on me, I am about to break out of the shell you got me so twisted and tied up, and I'm tired of holding on. Gotta give myself away, find my way.
So this is a song that I usually say I co-wrote with John Locker, and then I announce that the title's Boyfriend, and he gets super embarrassed because he's like, Bonnie, makes it sound like I'm your boyfriend, which we're like brother and sisters. That's weird. but John is a bass player. He's the owner of Sonic Factory Studios. Roots rock player, blues player, funk player, not a pop rock player, but he's been very, very instrumental in my career, and he sent me these chords. He didn't know I was going to write a song called Boyfriend. He's like, hey, I came up with this fun chord pattern and emailed it to me, and he's like, see if you want to do something with it. So I did. I wrote the song Boyfriend, so he gets co-writer song credit, even though he didn't know what I was doing. So this is called Boyfriend, co-written by Mr. John Locker and Bonnie Finken.
I know you are what you seem, the weight of the world is lifting. So these woven words with hidden meaning will leave this song to tell you everything. Like, when you told me you think that you may want to be my boyfriend, and I had a hard time believing that I could make you happy as your girlfriend so far. Day one. Insecure, I am, but I feel the burn of an unlit fire, and a burn so deep my bones perspire. But you touch me deeper, you put fire on trial. You think that you may want to be now I feel in my life what I see in your eyes. We're the only two people in the world, and with my fears losing shape, and each day bringing faith, what once was written has become a whole new world.
Thank you. That's Boyfriend. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm going to do a song now that everybody thought I was crazy to do on the album, but it's ended up being one of the best ones live. It's called I'm Not Waiting. And I wrote it, again, with the whole mentality, just if you see a wall, walk through it or try to, no matter what, is what the point of the song is. So I really wanted the instrumentation to show that somehow, even though I know nobody knows that but me, but it just is what I wanted. So when I took the demo in and I had this long space of these four drum patterns done with MIDI drums and, you know, a couple people were like, what in the heck is this song? but then as it started to come to life and I explained it was supposed to represent a machine coming to life in a constant crescendo, it did actually start to come together. And I'm very grateful that it did make the album. And again, it's one of the most fun ones to do live. This is called I'm Not Waiting.
Burning, pushing, wanting, pulling this little light in me. Aching, waiting, asking, shaking so patiently. Give the girl a gun, I'm 6 feet under. Give the girl a gun and see. Baby's on the run, inching closer, inches don't fly by me. No, oh, 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 no. Oh, 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 no. Oh, 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 no. I'm not waiting. Something I can't see. Give the girl a gun, I'll drink your silver. Give the girl a gun and see. The day is gonna come, inching closer, silver's behind me. No, oh, 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 no. Oh, 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 no. Oh, 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 no. I'm not waiting. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Thank you very much. It's called I'm Not Waiting.
The Jazz Department is back. Overnight Saturdays beginning at midnight on IPR's Studio One. Hear artists like Scott Hamilton, Clark Terry, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and Arlene McDaniel. Hear an additional 5 hours of jazz Sundays on IPR's Studio One web stream. Hear the Jazz Department beginning at 7 a.m. Sunday at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app. Jazz is back. Go to iowapublicradio.org for details.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. We specialize in fresh brew performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. I've been in the business since 2001. Our shows are recorded most often Friday afternoons at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. If you'd like to find out how to attend or when they'll be happening or who will be playing in the future, go to iowapublicradio.org and just search for Java Blend. Of course, our guest this week, Bonnie Finken. Find out about her at her website, bonniefinken.com. She's on our stage here at the Java House in downtown Iowa City with Christine Steeples. And so talk about this collaboration that you and Christine have a little bit here.
Yeah.
Because this is really neat. The two, watching you, listening to you is an enjoyment in itself, but then watching you make the music is really cool too. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, no problem. So after Fairy Tales was made, when I made Let's Play, I met Pat Williams as the name of the DJ from, again, he plays with Slipknot, he plays with Kesha, so very, very successful bands. And he is who kind of saw what I was trying to do and was like, I can help you. Because, again, I'm surrounded by mostly blues players who had no idea how to do what we're doing now. So Pat is who taught me, but he goes on tour, so he couldn't be my DJ. So I knew I needed a DJ for the live shows, and so I kind of reached out and through a network of, Des Moines, found Christine. Now, she came in right as Pat was coming out, and he actually took us both, I feel like, and mentored us, really, and taught us a lot. She, of course, already knew how to, I don't know what the word is, mix or DJ, but doing it with live performance is different, and so we took about 6 months, taught, and then it was just a bonus that she could sing. That was totally like, because Pat would be off stage sometimes, but when we met Christine, I'm like, you probably need to be on stage, probably, because she's so beautiful. I know people listening can't hear, and she can sing as well as then DJ.
Oh, can she?
Yes. So anyway,
in this context, we know, of course, what a DJ is, but in this context, what do you do, Christine? So fill us in.
It's more just triggering a lot of the sounds that Bonnie's already created. So
okay.
She's already given me all of the stems, when she talked about the MIDI, just kind of all the sounds, and I have them and lined up and ready and just triggered them at the right time.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, all right. A lot of bands have DJs these days?
Yes.
They're often off stage, though.
Sometimes on. A lot, if you pay attention, especially to like top 40 bands, you'll see a Mac, you'll see the Apple sign somewhere on stage, and if it's not on stage, it's backstage. Because it's just, as you can hear in the music, I have opera singers, I have strings, I have so much. There's just no way unless I have like a 14-piece band. And the same thing, goes for, Rihanna. She can't travel with a 14-piece band, so they do use DJs a lot to trigger those sounds that have been recorded in the studio. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I think we have time for maybe four more, something like that.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Do you have four more for us?
Yeah. Let's maybe Speak to Me. So this is the new one. This is the brand new one. It just came out in August. It's the first one from the new album.
And there's an honor that goes along with this. So this, you just learned what? Tell
yes.
us.
So it made it onto the Grammy Ballad. This is a song. I always get scared saying it before. It's very new. I just found out about a week ago. So what that means is nomination means you're in the top five. Being on the ballad means you're in the top 350, and that's out of tens of thousands. So it's still a big honor as an independent artist. Pretty sure Adele and Beyonce have it locked down because it's in it's in the pop vocal category.
Best pop vocal performance.
Yes.
You're on the ballot for a Grammy. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for Bonnie.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. So I was going to say it afterwards because now I feel like people are going to be like, let's see it. Let's listen. So don't mess up, Bonnie. Okay, anyway. So here we go. Here's Speak to Me.
Seems to me the iron in the fire is red. feel the heat, it's burning. I can understand, we need light. We feel love, we hold on, we let go. Call me down before it's too late.
I love you more than this girl can take. Words appear for me to breathe. You need to speak to me. By design, we swallow more than we can taste.
Feel the line
you're holding. See if it bends or breaks. We deny, we can't stop. We climb on, we jump on.
Hold me down before it's too late. I love you more than this girl can take. Words appear before me to breathe. You need to speak to me. Speak to me.
for life. Be open wide and take whatever comes inside. And I knew what was coming. I love the unseen. Yes, I knew what was coming. Be last, be done, be me. So long, so long. Yeah, I'll be better this time. So long, so long. Cause I am the underground kind. Dig real deep, yeah, she can see you wide awake. Dig real deep. You can watch her die. So each day she cuts herself a well to see. Dig a little deep, make sure she's alive.
Finishing up the hour, live performance by Bonnie Finken with Christine Steeples on the stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. And you can find out more about our shows. You can actually download podcasts of this and our other artists that we've had on here in the past years by going to iowapublicradio.org. Search for Java Blend and you'll find podcasts to listen to, streaming, or download. Jim Davies is our on-site sound engineer. Also thanks to Phil Moss, our technical producer, and Mitch McAndrew for production assistance and editing. And Bonnie Finken, we thank you for coming to our stage once again with your razzmatazz, your electronic gizmos, and thanks for bringing Christine along as well. Thank you for being with us. Send us out with one more song. What do you got for us?
Thank you. Step Back, Baby.
Okay, one of your favorites, one of our favorites, Step Back, Baby.
Thank you.
Bonnie Finken with Christine Steeples. Let's thank them once again.
Thank you, guys.
Man, he sure looks good. You always knew he would. But now they flock around him, talk about him, stalk him like forever young schoolgirls. You know he was wrong to tell you you were right. But now you find a bad liar, but it's hard to wonder if he even tries. So step back, baby, and just take a minute. It's okay if you take. Walk away. what you're doing is just covering up. We all wanna find someone, not someone who's just alive.
Just alive.
Step back, baby, and just take a minute. It's okay if you take all day. I know you called it just like you thought you saw it. It's never too late. Hey, yeah, yeah. So step back, baby, and just take a minute. It's okay if you take all day. I know you called it just like you thought you saw it.
Thank you guys. Thanks for having us. Thank you.